Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a show that translates geek speak into street speak. In other words, it's a show about technology, but in a language you can understand, and not words like gigahertz this and terabyte that or megapixel this. You get the idea. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers, the internet, TVs, portable media players, video games, smartphones, GPS units, and digital cameras. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's Zune. Carry thousands of songs in your pocket, along with TV shows, movies, podcasts, audiobooks, photos, and a radio, too. Learn more about the Microsoft Zune family at zune.ca. That's Z-U-N-E.ca. Well, not only is it officially the first day of summer, but it's also Father's Day. So, very happy Father's Day to all the dads out there in radio land. And I'd also like to wish my dad, Stan, a very happy Father's Day. His friends call him Stan the Man or Stan the Insurance Man, because that's what he does. That's how he rolls. Stan the Insurance Man. And to me, you know, he's just dear old dad. And I love you, buddy. And I look forward to seeing you later. And today's theme should resonate with many dads out there, I should say, because today we're going to talk about how to keep old-time radio, or OTR as it's known, alive in the 21st century, thanks to the internet and portable media players like the Zune and the iPod. Old-time radio, of course, refers to the old radio plays that were popular on the airwaves before TV really took over in the family room. You know, shows like Lux Radio Theater, Yours Truly Johnny Dollar, Inner Sanctum, Suspense, Jack Benny, Abbott and Costello, Dragnet, Escape, and The Lone Ranger. Though I wasn't alive back then, I grew up listening to these shows with my mom and fell in love with them so much that now, as an adult, I now collect these radio dramas. And personally, I'm more into the horror and sci-fi and murder mystery shows. And I listen to them daily on my portable media player, whether I'm in the car or if I'm, you know, relaxed at night and I'm about to fall asleep. I have a little docking station and I can listen to my old stories there and just love them. They can also make for a long commute. They can make a long commute, from work to work and back a lot more entertaining, as these are, you know, think of them as shorter books on tape, if you will. So once a year or so, we have John Falk on the show. John runs a popular website out of Kansas City called otrcat.com. And John offers thousands of radio shows that you can download for free from the from his website. And he also sells complete collections inexpensively and mails them right to your door. He was last on Tech Talk on June 22nd, 2008. So tomorrow it'll be exactly 1 year. And I'm thrilled that he's here again with us on the line today for the hour. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
Okay, great. And given that it's Father's Day, John, I'd like to wish you a happy Father's Day. Your first, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, he's just 6 weeks old tomorrow, so.
And it's Hans, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So congratulations, John.
Thank you.
I invited John to come on my radio show about 6 weeks ago, and he's like, I'd love to, but something a little more important has come up. So completely understand, but I'm thrilled to have you on. Once a year isn't enough because, as you know, John, personally, I'm a huge fan of old-time radio, and you've made your career at it. You've made your living by selling these wonderful shows on CDs. So I wanted to invite you to come back on and talk to our listeners about, as you've done in the past, all about the kinds of shows that you carry and how to listen to them. And so today's show is all about how to collect and enjoy these wonderful old-time radio dramas and comedies in today's digital age, how to do it, what you need, and all you need to know about otrcat.com. So we're opening the lines now to call in with your questions about old-time radio. Perhaps you want to ask John if he has a particular series you were fond of, or how to play his CDs, how to load them onto your music player, and so on. And you won't believe our prizes today for every caller who gets on the air, and I'll get to that in a moment, but the numbers to call us today on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, 416-872-1010 to call up today on Tech Talk. Outside of the Toronto area, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Get this. Everyone who gets their question on the air today about old-time radio will receive a free CD jam-packed with more than 100 old-time radio shows sent to your door. Yes, you heard me correctly. So call in to take advantage of this generous offer from John at otrcat.com. Specifically, It's a disc with 104 shows on it, with a total play time of 43 hours and 12 seconds. A 43-hour collection of old-time radio shows. Everything from Amos and Andy, Cat Burglar episode, to Mr. District Attorney, My Favorite Husband, Our Miss Brooks, Ozzie and Harriet, Texas Rangers, Tarzan, Fu Manchu, Great Gildersleeve, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, X-1, and many, many more. Just for having your question on the air today, John will put a disc in the mail for you with 104 shows with a total playtime of 43 hours. So give us a call on Tech Talk, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on this special Father's Day episode, or first day of summer episode of Tech Talk. So John, while we're waiting for the lines to light up, please tell our listeners what OTR CAT stands for and what your site does, how it works.
Sure. OTRCAT.com stands for Old Time Radio Catalog, and it's a website with an extensive collection of old-time radio shows. These are the classic radio dramas, comedies, detective shows from the 1920s through 1959. And there's all different kinds of programs you can read about them. The stars and all the different series.
Yeah, that's what I love about your site, John. Not only do you provide free downloads of the day and a sample from each of your extensive collections, but you also have lots of information and photos that will, educate fans of of a particular series with all kinds of great little factoids and information. So that's great stuff. And I don't know where you found some of these vintage photos, but they're awesome. Like Orson Welles reading into the microphone and Bela Lugosi and all that stuff. Great, amazing stuff.
Thanks.
Okay, so I do want to clarify that you do offer free downloads in MP3 format, so people can listen to it on the internet or right mouse click and download it to listen to at a later time. But you also sell collections of various shows, inexpensively. Can you tell us how much it costs and the shipping as well?
Sure. They're sold on both audio CD and MP3 CDs, and the MP3 CDs are a great value that you can, as you mentioned, you can fit up to 50 hours on just a single disc, and they're just $5 per disc, and then airmail shipping to Canada is $2.50 for one CD, or a flat rate of $4.95 for two or more CDs.
Okay.
And it takes about a week to reach Canada.
Okay, and so that, just to clarify, it's $5 U.S., and the shipping is also in U.S., but still, any way you slice it, this is a heck of a deal because you're getting, in many cases, an incomplete collection. Like, for example, the Ray Bradbury collection with all of his beloved and timeless stories on one disc sent to your door for less than $10 Canadian when you add it all up. Very, very affordable. When we return, John, after this break, and we're going to jump to the lines, but I want to clarify what you need in order to listen to these discs, because as you said, in order to get those almost 50 hours of audio on one disc, you need a special kind of player or a PC or a DVD player. I want to clarify that when we return and then jump right to the lines and start with our massive giveaways today on Tech Talk. So thanks again, John. John Falk is our guest from, it is Kansas City, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Kansas City, the webmaster and owner of OTRCAT.com. We'll be right back to take your questions about old-time radio in a moment. But right now, the time is 12:17. So let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. It might seem silly to talk about old-time radio shows, which were at the height of its popularity in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, on a tech show. But guess what? The internet and portable MP3 players are keeping this wonderful storytelling medium alive in 2009. We're joined on the phone this hour by John Falk. He is the owner of an amazing website called OTRCAT.com, which stands for Old Time Radio Catalog. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I encourage our listeners to pick up a CD or two of your favorite old-time radio dramas, or if you're not of the age where you listen to these wonderful shows live when they broadcasted, in the middle of the 20th century, I'm speaking of from a 39-year-old guy here. I love these things, and I wasn't alive, obviously, back then, but I am listening to them daily. They can really smooth out your commute by entertaining you with these wonderfully written and performed stories, or even if you're relaxing at home, cooking dinner. Some of them are so amazing, and now I'm introducing my kids to them. And speaking of which, they're here in the studio. Hey, it's Father's Day, so they might come on in a few minutes to have a little greeting for those dads out there. And John is also a new dad. Again, congrats to you. Without further ado, let's go to the lines. But we have to this hour, John, talk about what you need to listen to your discs, because they won't work on a regular CD player. You do need an MP3 player or a CD player that reads MP3s, a DVD player, a computer. We'll get to that. But I'm anxious to give away. I want to remind our listeners, everybody who gets on the air with a question is going to win a free CD jam-packed with more than 43 hours of old-time radio, courtesy of OTRcat.com. Just give your address to Britt Aharoni, our screener, and John will pop one in the mail for you. So without further ado, let's go to Sylvia in Toronto.
Yes, hello. I'm calling because we have certain family members that have been diagnosed with macular degeneration, my father and brother. And at family get-togethers, I was thinking that this would be so amazing if I could have a system where, I'm wondering if I could make a surround system where our whole family can just be engulfed in these moments of these programs, as well as the grandchildren. Is that possible?
So, John, I'll have you answer this, but I'm thinking because most DVD players today read MP3s, that would be a great solution.
Yeah, a lot of people just listen to them. If you have a DVD player that can play an MP3 CD, you could just pop the MP3 CD in your DVD player, and you could just listen to it straight from your TV. And, just turn the volume up a little bit and everybody could hear it. And,
that would be great.
Yeah, or you know, if your DVD player is connected to a surround sound system, that's another way to do it as well. But the point is, again, this disc probably won't work in a regular CD player, but most DVD players today, if you look at the front of them, it'll say MP3, and all you have to do is pop in this disc, and it'll start playing these dramas, and if you want to go to the next one, you just press forward on your DVD player. And if you have everybody congregated in one room, everyone can listen to either the TV speakers or the surround sound system. Let's go to Rick on the 400. Hey, Rick, thanks for holding on.
Thanks. I was wondering, is there a standalone internet radio that I could hook up wirelessly to my home network that I could play these things on? Listen to it.
Yeah, so there are a couple of them, Rick. The one that I like the best is from Sanyo, called the R227. It's about $179, and it is a Wi-Fi radio, so if you have a wireless network in your home, it'll jump on there. And there are some old-time radio stations, but one of the downsides, Rick, is that you can't pause the play. So you need to run to the bathroom, you need to go out and pick up the kids or the grandkids, you're going to miss out. So that's why I love having an MP3 version of it that you can pause and resume whenever you like. So yeah, check out the Sanyo R227 internet radio. There are a few others as well, but that's my favorite. Between $179 and $199. Let's go to Gert in North York, and Gert is also the winner of a free old-time radio or OTR disc. Congrats, Gert.
Thank you.
You have a question, dear.
I did. The... Do you remember the name, or does John would know the name of, it's the Shadow.
The Shadow Knows?
Yeah, I think you got it. I think it is the Shadow.
But there's a name. Cranston.
Oh, Lamont Cranston?
That's it.
And Margolaine, right. His assistant?
Yes.
There you go. So Lamont Cranston, man about town, right? Wealthy man about town. John, do you want to tell the rest of our listeners what you're referring to? This was the hero of the show, The Shadow. Do you want to explain the storyline or the premise?
Every Sunday night.
Yeah, The Shadow, he can hypnotize people with his mind to believe he's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And Orson Welles originally played The Shadow, or one version of The Shadow, and... he has that signature laugh, and then he's just out solving crime, being invisible.
So. That's right. I remember, John, if I'm not mistaken, some of the episodes said that he went to India to learn this mystical craft. You know, it sounded so exotic, right, back in the 40s. Oh, he went to, you know, Asia, and he learned this amazing technique to make himself appear invisible. And, yeah, and he was a crime fighter, and by day he was Lamont Cranston, and he used his relationships and his power within the community to get some leads on some of these the criminal activities going on. But what a wonderful show, The Shadow, and that's right up my alley, because as I was saying off the top of the show, John, you know I'm a fan. I've bought many collections from you. I'm a fan of the old murder mystery and the sci-fi and the horror kind of episodes.
Those horror shows are great just because, you know, it's all in your own mind and it's as realistic as you imagine. So
absolutely. Theater of the mind. And this is what I was, you know, I've been listening to these shows with my kids, the ones that are, you know, age appropriate. And my eldest son, Jacob, we were just talking about I was telling them the premise of one this morning and everybody was imagining. I played them a clip from a show and all three of my kids where we're all listening around my MP3 player, they all told me what do you think the scene looks like, and they all had a different story. Awesome. All right, we're going to take another break. When we return, we're going to go back to the lines and talk more about old-time radio and give away a lot more discs. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. On today's show, we're chatting about old-time radio. You know, The Shadow, The Green Hornet, Lux Radio Theater, Inner Sanctum, all those wonderful shows, dramas and comedies that have been kept alive in the 21st century with guys like John Falk, who runs a fabulous website called otrcat.com. And we're going to jump back on the lines and talk with him again in a moment. I want to remind all of our listeners that whoever gets on the air with a question this hour, everybody who gets on the air this hour, is going to win a free CD with more than 100 shows on it, a total playtime of 43 hours, a sampler, if you will, of many different old-time radio shows. All you have to do is get your question on the air. Give us a call with your questions about old-time radio, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. A free call on your cell phone. Before we continue, I just wanted to, I'm very fortunate to have my wife and kids here with me today, Father's Day. So they all want to come on the air for a moment. I said I'd indulge them for a second here. And let's see here. Who do we have here first? Hi.
Hi, my name is Jacob. Happy Father's Day to all the dads and grandpas.
Thank you. That's such a wonderful message. That's my almost 7-year-old twin with Maya here. Maya's now being shy, who's someone who was just on stage dancing and singing and acting this week. Do you want to come and say something, Maya?
No?
Okay, now here's Ethan, who's... Oh, here's Maya.
Quick. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sweetheart. And here is Ethan, who's almost 5, on my lap. Ethan, you have something to say?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Hi, my name is Ethan. Happy Father's Day to all the Zages and Daddy.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ethan. And again, happy Father's Day to everyone. See you guys. I'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you, guys. And John, happy Father's Day to you with 6-week-old Hans.
Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go back to the lines and talk about old-time radio. As you can tell, I'm so excited about this topic. I would love to talk to Steve Couch, our program director, about me hosting a show about old-time radio. How weird would that be? One show about technology and one show about, you know, what was hot 70 years ago. Let's go to Ted in Toronto, who's been waiting patiently. Ted, happy Sunday to you, sir.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
I'm an 81-year-old father.
Wonderful.
I'd like to know if you remember a program that was introduced in this way. I hope I can remember it. Out of the night there comes a mist which shrouds the things of day and shows to us things that live another way. Yet do they live, or are they just the fragments of a mind fatigued and worn?
Wow.
Do you remember that one?
That's great. John, do you remember that?
It sounds great. I don't remember that, unfortunately.
I'm not sure whether it was called Out of the Night or Inner Sanctum.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about Inner Sanctum earlier. I don't recall that intro, even though, boy, that was, maybe, John, if we Googled that phrase, if we typed that into a search engine, that exact phrase, I bet you it'll come up. So I'm gonna put Ted on hold there and see if I can get his phone number, and I'm going to try to find the answer to him, just being an OTR freak myself.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. So let's go to Helmut now in Toronto. Helmut, thank you for calling.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Happy Father's Day to you and John.
Thank you. And to you, if you're a dad or granddad.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have a question? Yeah.
Yes. Basically, he has answered the question, the one I was asking. But I want to know if you have any kids' shows on those?
Children's shows?
Yes.
Yeah, there's quite a few. And if you go to the website, they're all organized by different genres, like children's shows, comedy shows, detective shows. Some of the children's shows, like Big John and Sparky, if you remember that one, or there's some adventure shows like Bobby Benson, The Barbecue Riders, Cinnamon Bear is a Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
There's Comic Weekly Man, where they read the comics over the air. And then the Jarriott Fair Oaks, Jarriott Circus. Those are old called Children's Adventures, and then Let's Pretend is another real popular one.
Yeah, so if you look, just like John said, go to otrcat.com. Look on the left-hand side. It's got a list of categories. Click on Children, and you'll find nearly 30 different types of shows under the Children banner, from Wizard of Oz to Christmas Collection, and that's the biggest one, Christmas Collection, 672 episodes. Cisco Kid, Howdy Doody Time, even. So great stuff there. So, because not everybody likes the same kind of old-time radio. I'm not a huge fan of the comedies. I do like, of course, Jack Benny, but I'm more into the horror, mystery, sci-fi. So that way you can choose what John has going by going directly to the genre that matters to you most. Let's go to Lubna in Mississauga. Hi, Lubna.
Hi. I'd just like to know if you guys have any good recommendations for a first-time listener to the old-time radio drama.
So, John, any recommendations?
Yeah,
I have some favorites of each genre, but, the sample gets you started, and some shows like Dragnet, if you like crime shows. Jack Benny is always a great comedy series. X-1 is a great science fiction, if you like sci-fi shows.
Yeah, that's a great one, X-1.
They kind of get you started, and it just kind of... we leave all the commercials intact, so even at the end of it, they'll kind of give promos for other radio shows and stuff like that on the actual broadcast, so it kind of just gets you started. So.
Yeah, great question, Lubna. So I would recommend, so you're going to get this free sampler with 104 different shows on it, so you can see which kind of genre you like or what shows you like, and then pick up a disc from John that has all those shows on it, or maybe sometimes it's two or three discs. I think Suspense is a number of discs, right? That was a big show.
Yeah, I think it has 19 discs. It has hundreds of episodes.
Yeah,
so.
And it was on for like a decade or so. So very, very long there. I'm also a fan of Vincent Price. I remember The Price of Fear. That was a good one as well. And I discovered a Canadian radio. John, I think I told you about it. It's called Nightfall from the 80s. And it's really creepy. It's from the CBC, which is a Canadian station here. They're harder to find, and they often come with copyright issues now, because after, 1960, there was copyrights on these shows. So they're harder to find free. But if you go to a website like archive.org, you'll be able to find those Nightfall episodes, archive.org. Really quickly, we can take one more call before our break, and let's go to Cassandra in High Park. Hi, Cassandra. We only have about 20 seconds here.
I'm sorry. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Lovely hearing your children on the air.
Thank you.
Hi,
a bit
John.
Self-indulgent.
I'm just wondering. I lost my job just recently thanks to GM. The dealer is closing. And my computer died on me. So I'm having a heck of a time getting on the Internet right now. Is that possible to get a catalog from you sent to me?
You know what, John? I don't think you have a catalog, like a paper catalog that you send out, right?
I don't have a paper catalog, but if you forward her address on to me, I'll be glad to. I'll print some off.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was going to offer the same thing. Thanks, John. So what we're going to do is we're going to flag Cassandra's address, because she also won a free sampler CD. We'll flag that address, John, and in the email when I send you everybody's address, if you don't mind printing off some of those catalogs for her, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, John. John Falk is our guest. OTRcat.com. Build up your old-time radio shows. You won't believe what you've been missing. And great stuff. Something I listen to every day. We're going to take another break when we return, giving away more CDs with 43 hours of old-time radio shows on it and answering your questions. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. It is 12:41. Let's dial on over to the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. A timeless comedy routine. That's just one of the things you can find from the website otrcat.com, a website that sells old-time radio shows, whether it's routines like that or stories, dramas, and horror episodes. We are talking with John Falk from otrcat.com. He's on the line with us from Kansas City. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thanks for having me.
I am a huge fan, just personally speaking, I'm a huge fan of old-time radio. I listen to them daily, and I just love how in the car, it just makes the commute that much easier. I mean, if you're stuck in traffic for 30, 60 minutes a day each way to and from the office, what better way to be entertained than by listening to these old-time radio shows, because they really withstand the test of time. John is providing to everyone who gets on the air with us this hour a free CD, jam-packed with, I was wrong, by the way, it's 105 shows with a total playtime of 43 hours and 12 seconds. It's a sampler that has a little bit of everything on it, and you can decide which shows you like if you want to buy some from John. He sells collections for just $5 a disc. If you want to read, if you're on the internet now and you want to see the list of all 105 shows, simply go to otrcat.com/sampler, S-A-M-P-L-E-R, .htm, and that'll give you a list of all shows, the name of the episode, the name of the show, the year it came out, and more info as well. Plus, you know, again, I want to clarify that these discs that John sells, they're in MP3 format, so you're going to need to listen to them on a CD player that can read MP3s, a DVD player, a computer, or you can just simply copy them over to your favorite portable media player like a Zune or an iPod. At the bottom of his website, otrcat.com, there's a info and facts section, FAQ, frequently asked questions, and has all the tutorials you need in order to listen to them. All right, so let's open the lines again, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Lee in Toronto is going to win a disc. Thanks for holding on, Lee.
Oh, hi, Mark. Happy Father's Day to you both.
Thank you very much.
It was just great to hear your wonderful children, Mark.
Thank you.
I have two fast questions.
Yeah.
I intend to order some CDs from John's site, but I wondered if I go on, could I just go on to John's site, otrcat.com, and just click on a specific show and listen while I work on my email? And the second question is, I remember as a kid there was a character called Baby Snooks. And I didn't know if that's a real show or is that a character from another show.
John?
In answer to your first question, yeah, you can just browse the website and there's thousands of shows on there. You can just click play and you can stream it, you know, in the background while you're, like, working on email or anything else. Or you can save it to your hard drive and then just listen to it later. And Baby Snooks was, I think she was a, like a pull-off character like Gildersleeve was, but she did have her own show. It was Fanny Bryce. That's not on the website, but if you search for Baby Snooks, I'm sure you'll find some of those episodes out there.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was from 1939 and 1947, and I just looked it up on Wikipedia. So if you type in your favorite search engine, Baby Snooks Radio, you'll see lots of information. And try that archive.org website as well, archive.org, and you might be able to find some of these other shows.
Will do.
All right, thank you again for the lovely wishes, Lee. Let's go to Bill in Toronto. We got time for a quick question. Hey, Bill.
Oh, hi. I wondered if People Are Funny and if the afternoon soaps are available.
John, any soaps? Radio soaps?
Absolutely. There's a whole collection of soaps on there. Some like Mary Noble, Backstage Wife, One Man's Family, Hilltop House, Guiding Light, Front Page Feral are some soaps you may recognize. Vic and Sade.
And what about People Are Funny?
Yeah, there's a like a quiz show section with us. I think I just have two or three episodes of People Are Funny.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Sure.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we got to take another break. I'm going to just put Bill on hold so we can get his mailing address. Everybody who buys a CD from John gets the discs mailed to their door, and anybody who gets on the air today gets a free sampler with 43 hours worth of radio shows mailed to their door for free as a little thank you from John for visiting his site, otrcat.com. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Love it. Escape. That was a great series. Thanks, Dwayne, for pulling that one out of the archives. We're chatting with John at otrcat.com. We don't have a lot more time on the show. We want to give away a few more discs. John, thanks again for joining us. Let's go to the lines and talk with Ron in Burlington. Oh, sorry. We got Ron here. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Happy Father's Day.
And to you, sir, if you're a dad, I appreciate the sentiment.
Great. Well, thank you. I was wondering about the old radio shows, Mr. District Attorney and Perry Mason.
John, you have those shows, or I didn't know Perry Mason was a radio show.
It was. I was just wondering if it was.
Oh, okay, John.
We do have a question of District Attorney, Mr. DA. I think there were 75 episodes, and Perry Mason was. It was a different. It wasn't Raymond Burr, but it was a different actor, and they did a serial.
Mm-hmm.
And that question's kind of scattered because there's not too many of those still around, but. it's interesting. It's a little different show than the TV series, but mm-hmm. it was a radio series.
And interestingly, as when TV sort of began to replace the radio to some degree in the family room, a lot of the same shows and even the same stars transitioned from radio to TV, including Lucille Ball, who I believe Richard has a question about from Brampton. Hi, Richard. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I love Lucy Ball, and I was wondering if she ever did anything similar to her TV shows as a radio program.
Yeah, there was a series called My Favorite Husband, if you're familiar with that, that she was in. Actually, I have a Lucille Ball collection, and it's all her different shows she was on. She was a big star in My Favorite Husband, but she made other guest appearances. She even made she did one audition show of I Love Lucy, which they didn't turn into a radio series, but they did try it as a radio script, which mm-hmm. is on that collection.
Great. So you sell, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because not only do you sell complete shows, but you've got like a Monster collection. You've got a Boris Karloff collection, if I'm not mistaken. So you've got different celebrities and different themes as well. Top favorite horror episodes or favorite detective stories or best Western collection. So you should definitely look for that at John's website as well, otrcat.com. We've got Jennifer in Toronto. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, John and Mark.
Hi.
Happy
there.
Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Mark, I'd be interested in what shows your children particularly are interested in because I teach those in that age group children.
That's great. Well, first of all, because I am a fan of the sci-fi and horror ones, I first need to make sure it's age-appropriate. And then if I determine that it is, then I find that my oldest son, Jacob, really likes the sci-fi episodes. His favorite is probably Zero Hour from X-1. It was a Ray Bradbury yarn. About Zero Hour. Yeah, it's about aliens coming to Earth. And, you know, he likes the sort of same ones I do, ones that are a little bit creepy, but I first make sure they're not over the top. Another great one is a Lights Out series, but some of them are not appropriate. So again, just like an adult, you have to find out what the kids are into. Maybe they're into comedy, maybe they're into detective stories, maybe they're into superheroes. There was a Green Hornet show, Superman. But I find that my kids tend to like the same ones I do, but I just sort of filter them first. Great question. Thanks, Jennifer. Hey, I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. John Falk from OTRcat.com, thank you so much for your time.
It's great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and happy Father's Day to you, and thank you for providing a disc to everyone who gets on the air with 105 shows totaling 43 hours of old-time radio. If you did not get on the air, I'm sorry, but there are lots of thousands of free shows you can download from John's website, otrcat.com. If you have a question that you want answered by John, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll flip it over to John. Again, his website is otrcat.com, stands for Old Time Radio Catalog. Big thank you to Dwayne Bishop and Brett Aharoni for a great job behind the glass today. And a thank you to our sponsor. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Zune. Carry thousands of songs in your pocket, along with TV shows, movies, podcasts, audiobooks, photos, and even radio shows. Learn more about the Microsoft Zune family at zune.ca. Coming up next on Tech Talk, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Stick with us. You're listening to News Talk 1010 CFRB.